question, it is said that when Yamaraj was had expanded as Vidura, then Aryamma officiated in his absence. But then it is said that Bhatendar Maharaj has come as Yudhishthir also. So if Yamaraj is already able to expand into two forms as Vidura and Yudhishthir, then why could he not also expanded into a third form and stayed on as Yamaraj? Why was Aryamma needed to officiate? Answer: actually, there is sometimes a confusion between the word Dharmaraj and the post of Dharmaraj. So if you see, Krishna or other Bhishma refers to Yudhishthir as Dharmasuta. Dharmasuta, that means Dharma is Yamaraj. So Yudhishthir is actually the son of Yamaraj. And that's how it worked when Pandu asked his wife to invoke the various devatas. So he had first asked her to invoke the king of Dharma. So Yudhishthir is the son of Dharmaraj. Now, so if we consider the presiding deity of Dharma, then in that name, with that understanding of Dharmaraj, then Dharmaraj is Yamaraj. But Yudhishthir Maharaj is also referred to as Dharmaraj in a different sense. Not that he is the presiding deity of Dharma, but on earth he was a very virtuous king, and that's why he's called a Dharmaraj Yudhishthir. So the word Dharmaraj has two different meanings here. One is in terms of the universal administration, Dharmaraj is, that is a post, and that is a post is the person who occupies that is called a Dharmaraj. That is the officiating post of the lord of Yamaraj, basically. On the other hand, in terms of a provisional designation in this world, Yudhishthir Maharaj, because of being extremely virtuous, was also called a Dharmaraj. So now the devatas, if we look at overall the Puranic stories, they have certain capacities to expand, no doubt. At the same time, when they get cursed, it is almost as if they are removed from their post, and along with that, they also lose their powers. Because the power in the case of the devatas is not invested in the person, the power is invested in the post. Just like the head of state of a country is also the supreme commander of that country, and he can order the armies to move around, army, navy, air force, whatever. But if for some reason the head of the state is removed from power, impeached or whatever, and he loses power, and then only later on when he's elected or whatever, he comes back to power, then he has that power of ordering the armed forces of the state. So we see Indra also, at one time when he's cursed, it's such a degrading curse for him that he becomes a hog. And at that time, we have someone else. We have Yayati. We have some other king who becomes the Indra at that time. So basically, if the devatas or if any of the presiding deities of the various departments in the universal administration, they are cursed, and because of the curse, they have to assume some other identity. At that time, to a large extent, their demigod power also goes with them, and that includes the power of expanding. So it is not that Vidura had expanded into two forms as Vidura himself and Yudhishthir. Rather, it was Vidura, who was Dharmaraj, who had been cursed to be born as a Shudra, and prior to that he had given birth to a son through Kunti, and he, because of being virtuous, was also called as Dharmaraj. Thank you.